Support for WPR comes from Wills on behalf of Wisconsin Public Libraries, offering access to ebooks, audiobooks, digital magazines, and more. Available with a Wisconsin Library Card at wisconsinsdigitallibrary.org. Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll learn about the writer behind the famous play A Raisin in the Sun. She's the latest in our Wisconsin Legends series.
It is the first day of spring today. People of Wisconsin rejoice because today, at least by the calendar, winter is over. So have a cheese curd, a beer, whatever makes you feel good, because this year we've earned it.
Yeah, it's not quite as warm as it looked out there when I went out for lunch. It was still pretty chilly, so I'm not going to rush out and celebrate, and neither is the State Assembly. They're in a marathon session today, hoping to wrap up business on a number of bills before the end of this year's legislative session.
WPR State Government reporter Sean Johnson joins us now. He's at the Capitol with the latest on what's happening. Sean, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
So one of the bills that's getting a lot of attention this time around is the chemotherapy bill. Could you catch us up on that?
Yeah, some developments on that one today. This is a bill that I'm not sure many people were following until a couple weeks ago when the Senate Republican leader, Scott Fitzgerald, used highly unusual parliamentary trick to keep it from getting a vote there. That kind of got people's attention, and suddenly the bill was on the calendar of the Senate this week, passed 30-2. There was some question about what the Assembly might do. If they amended it, there was a chance that, you know, that could effectively kill the bill if the Senate didn't go along. They have decided they are going to amend it, but it looks like this is an amendment that has advocates for cancer treatment on board. And what it would do is basically cap co-payments for oral chemotherapy. That's, you know, chemotherapy that you take with a pill at home. It would cap co-payments to that at $100 per month. And so, again, cancer advocates were there saying that, this is still a big victory for us. $100 is fair. It's kind of the upper limit of what they wanted to look at as far as copay goes, but they're in the support of the bill.
Now, advocates there are saying that a lot of the latest treatment in terms of chemotherapy are coming in the form of pills, of oral treatment chemotherapy, and that legislation needed to reflect that, and that some of the money needed to be used to help pay for those drugs.
Exactly. And it's been insurance companies who fought this, and because they believe it's going to be expensive. We'll have to see. I actually haven't seen where, they're going to end up on this amendment. You know, there was some talk that their opposition would be relaxed if you had this copayment. I haven't seen that yet. But, it does look like something that is probably going to pass the Assembly later today or in the wee hours of the morning. You know, not sure, but this is something where we might have, a big bipartisan vote potentially.
Now, another matter before the Assembly, this one's been controversial. This pertains to early voting. What's going on there?
Yeah, this would cap early voting or, in-person absentee voting at the city clerk's office to 45 hours a week in the 2 weeks preceding an election. It would also ban weekend early in-person absentee voting at the clerk's office. This is something that the Assembly already approved last year. The Senate took it up, added an amendment that would require the state to pick up half the costs of municipalities who, pay people extra for early voting. The Assembly says it's going to go along with those changes. And so, that's going to be a bill that's headed to the governor's desk. That's one that where the governor has very consistently not taken a position. You know, he's even when he was asked in front of a friendly Republican crowd last night that, you would assume was largely in support of the bill, the governor took a pass on saying where he stood on it, and he's been pretty consistent on that. But, you can imagine, given the strong Republican votes it's received so far in the legislature, it's probably something he would support. Democrats don't like this because they say it's basically targeted at Madison and Milwaukee, cities that turn out a lot of Democratic voters and that use early voting extensively.
Now, Republicans, as you said, have been the ones driving this one. What have they been saying about why it's necessary?
They say it's about uniformity and that it will make sure that smaller municipalities, municipalities that don't have the resources that a Madison or a Milwaukee have and can't do this early voting to the degree that Madison or Milwaukee have, that they're not put at a disadvantage. The counter to that is that, you know, in those smaller municipalities, those longer hours aren't necessarily needed because they don't have the issues that the big cities do with lines on election day.
And there's another one out there related to elections, a bill that already passed in the Senate, and it would give lobbyists more time during election years to make financial contributions to lawmakers and other candidates. What's going on here? Why is this popping up now?
Yeah, this is something that advocates have said is, you know, a good idea this year because Wisconsin is moving up its primary schedule. It used to have a primary in September that's getting moved up to August. This bill would move up when a lobbyist can write a direct check to a lawmaker from June to April. The counter to that argument from groups that advocate for campaign finance reform is basically that we need this like we need, you know, another few months of winter. There's no reason to, you know, nobody's clamoring for more lobbyists writing checks to lawmakers earlier in the year. And that this is, you know, something that only a legislator could support.
Now, moving away from elections to another hot-button area, schools have been very much in the public eye in the legislature this past session, and school accountability is one that is still out there waiting to be decided. What's the Assembly considering today in regards to that?
This is something where Republicans are really at odds. I mean, this is definitely an internal Republican dispute on how to go forward on this, and it really boils down to whether they're going to take a bill that passed the Senate with pretty broad bipartisan support that would essentially move up the date of when new school report cards cover all schools, voucher schools, and public schools. The Assembly, you know, could take that up, and they would have passed something. And it would go to the governor's desk, and they would have kind of moved this issue forward incrementally. What they're considering, though, is amending that to include punishments for schools that don't meet state standards consistently, including even closing schools, public schools or private voucher schools that don't meet the standards. You know, that has their caucus extremely divided. There are some members who say, you know, look, if we're going to have school accountability that means anything, there has to be sanctions. There have to be punishments. But there are other members who say, if we do this, we're going to get killed for it, and rightly so.
So that one sounds like a toss-up right now. It sounds like anyone's guess.
Yeah, it's one of those where you actually don't know. The script has not yet been written on this one. Normally, when a calendar gets set for the legislature, it's pretty much you pretty much know how things are going to play out. On this particular issue, you don't know if Republicans are going to, basically take the simpler bill and, call it a year, or if they're going to try to pass this more aggressive bill and, you know, maybe go home having passed nothing.
Well, these are just a handful of the bills that are still being wrangled over tonight. It's supposed to be an all-nighter. I assume you've got your pajamas and your toothbrush and everything, and you're going to be settling in. But tell us, if a bill doesn't get moved forward tonight, what happens? How many do you think are going to be left on the table?
If a bill doesn't pass tonight, its chances of becoming law this year, go down several fold. This is sort of a self-imposed deadline. The legislature could be in, under the calendar they set at the beginning of this two-year session, they could be in through the first week of April for regular business. The Assembly wants to get things wrapped up, though. The Senate's going to come back in the week of April 1st, and so the Assembly could do the same. So it's not like this is absolutely 100% the last session day, but this is a biggie, and that's why you see the calendar so loaded up with these controversial issues.
All right, Sean, thanks a lot, and good luck getting through the late night tonight.
All right, caffeine is the term.
Caffeine. All right. Well, that was WPR State Government Reporter Sean Johnson getting us caught up on the State Assembly's marathon session taking place right now.